Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Mitchell DiRamondo, the founder and lead project manager at Stillwave Digital, a privately held full-service creative life science creative office and industrial real estate management firm. Stillwave Digital raises tokenized liquidity pools for institutional commercial real estate. And Mr. DiRamondo, thanks for joining us here today.
Definitely. No, thank you for having me.
Well, certainly our pleasure and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is the legacy and reach of Stillwave LLC? Let's start there.
So Stillwave is my father's company. They've been in the market for about 40 years. Really what they create is differentiated office and living space. The real estate we make is not these vertical boxes. It's really a extremely artistic campus that, has the amenities that people want to go work at. And in the current market condition, that's kind of the one niche piece that's very, very profitable right now. And they've been doing it forever, right? They really nailed down kind of all the market conditions through the last 40 years. So it's one of those opportunities where the market conditions really opened up the doors to provide, this next generation of financing vehicle.
And certainly some good information to get things underway here today. Now, what were the motivations for launching a digital next generation investment vehicle under the Stillwave banner? Get into some of those details.
So yeah, I was crypto native. I started a hedge fund when I was in college. I traded the volatility in the space. And one thing I really realized in that is there is a lot of projects out there right now that didn't have backing. They weren't real. You couldn't run due diligence on it. So I stepped back and I was like, look, if we can bring a commercial real estate deal to this ecosystem, it could really bridge institutional capital into it. So that's what we set out to do. And we were a little bit naive in it originally, right? This space, you could probably raise somewhere between 20 to 50 million through retail investors, but that's nowhere close to what our deal size was. So we stepped back, and around this time, the market started to crack, capital started to dry up in the U.S. And we saw it as, look, if we can bridge institutional international investors into a really high-end private investment into real estate, that is really the goal. Now, we're giving them the option to then digitize their ownership, which is where we'll bring institutional grade product to the market with their capital behind it. And that's really the only way to grow this tokenized realm. The way I like to describe it to people is, you're trying to fill a jar with sand. If you fill it with all sand, you need a lot of small kernels, which would be your retail investors. Where if you filled that jar with a couple big rocks, which would be your institutional investors, then you need less retail investors to fill the voids. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to give the market what it can digest and give a very unique investment vehicle to people right now that don't have a lot of opportunity in the space.
Yeah, thanks for that explanation there. That is not only helpful, but that descriptive example certainly was a big help as well. Now, you're participating at the Milliken Institute Global Conference, I understand, bringing together policymakers and investors from around the world. What is your message to the international community regarding the digital investment vehicle?
Well, my message to the international community is less so about the digital investment vehicle. That's kind of the bow on top. Really what the message is look, the U.S. capital markets right now, there is no financing, right? It's dried up. What that means is you're seeing assets at levels that you haven't seen since, 1980. For example, in San Francisco, what would be trading previously in 2019 around $800 a square foot is now around $100 a square foot. So what we're trying to do is really two things. One, provide them an investment vehicle to get their money from where it sits into this U.S. real estate. And two, give them a buying opportunity that you only really see once in a generation. And that's really kind of the goal here is give them something that they need, right? It's U.S. dollar denominated real estate in grade A locations across the West Coast. And, it, you know, it's a current cash flow. That's really what everyone's looking for. Now, the digital side of it is just a plus. It's like, hey, you know, if you want to, we will give you the optionality to then tokenize, digitize, fractionalize, whatever they want to do with their LP interest, which is rare. That's kind of the next generation of this, you know, whole investment cycle, the way we see it.
Certainly do appreciate all the details. If you're joining us here today, we're speaking with Mitchell DiRamondo, the founder and lead project manager at Stillwave Digital, a privately held full-service creative life science creative office and industrial real estate management firm. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell me, what are your thoughts on the future of commercial real estate and its evolutions as an industry in the wake of COVID-19, your feedback is certainly appreciated on that.
Definitely. I mean, look, this concept from work from home, while, you know, we don't see it as the most efficient way to do things, just look at how efficiently the government's being run right now from work from home. But it is a real thing. And what that means is, you know, people don't want to go work or live in a vertical box. They want something that, you know, has a gym, has food, you could bring your family to. It's really that campus style. And that's what we create, and that's what people want, right? In the markets that we do, you know, we're in lab science, defense tech. That's where the next rise is gonna be, right? The vertical office box is dead, but that's gonna rise up some incredible investment opportunities to really shape this next generation of commercial real estate.
Another question for you as well. What makes the end-to-end development offering of Stillwave LLC unique to the industry? Touch on that if you would.
Well, we've been doing it for a long time, right? I mean, we got 40 years of understanding what market dynamics are. We have boots on the ground for every single market, right? You know, the broker's kids play with our development kids. It's a very intertwined community in each one of these networks, right? Which allows us to get investment opportunities that others wouldn't. You know, we get first look at a lot of things. It just provides a very clean, strategic, and I guess real driven mindset, right? And that's why we like holding everything in-house, keeping everything, you know, under the same umbrella so we can have a consistency of talent across it all.
Mr. DiRamondo, we want to thank you for your time once again and for what you're doing in the space on behalf of Stillwave Digital. Before you go in and in conclusion, excuse me, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is another resettling of the capital market stack. You know, you're going to see quite a bit of blood in the streets when it comes to asset evaluations, especially when, you know, mark-to-market start to happen more often and the debt start to come due on current assets. So that's not great for the assets you hold, but it provides an investment timeline. We say probably 18 months of unbelievable investment, right? You know, your cost basis is so low in some of these that you're literally just buying valuable land. And that will never change, right? A piece of waterfront office in a tech-based arena will always have value behind it. And, you know, the kind of way we tell people is, look, you can't control the cards you're dealt with interest rates, with, you know, debt drying up, but you can sure control how you play your hand. And that's really where we see this international push coming in. And that's where we want to, like, put ourselves for the next, you know, however long.
Well, I'm sure you've jazzed up the audience on those concluding remarks. And again, we really appreciate it. Where can listeners tap into Stillwave? Where can they find more details online?
Yeah, no, I'm on Twitter, on LinkedIn. I can send you the handles. You can loop them into the comments or whatever works best. And then our website, right? You go to steelwavellc.com. Our whole portfolio is on there. You can kind of see what what we're building, what we got in the pipeline, and how we think about it. So I'm always on my phone, so feel free to reach out. I'd love to have a conversation.
And you certainly can't beat that. Again, folks, it is stillwavellc.com. Mr. DiRamondo, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great one.
And you as well. Again, we've been speaking with Mitchell DiRamondo, the founder and lead project manager at Stillwave Digital, a privately held full-service creative life science, creative office, and industrial real estate management firm. And again, for all the details, visit Stillwave LLC. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.